But this year, and I have to say, and Sam, I agree with you, that it, I think that what we can do is answer the question that the council has asked of us, which is, and it looks like we're settling on passenger cap per day for, and we'll figure all of that. That's the kind of thing we'll flush out between now and June. I think the council has asked for it because I think they're ready to hear. The climate has changed significantly since 2010. People are now very cognizant that the fairy dust has worn off, and that there are some challenges and destruction of small harbor communities. That said, we also know that we have benefited from the boutique ships. So we've got a lot of different things. I will put on the table that I do think that we answer the council's question, that we spend now until June. But at the same time, once we get that, we as a group get settled with how many passengers we think make sense for Rockland, that we also have a moratorium that we've already pre-written should the council decide it wants to say, we don't, you know. Because I agree, this has gone on since 2010. And it is playing hardball, but at the same time, as a group, we are seeing what has happened with other harbor communities, and it is our responsibility as the commission to protect protect our harbor and protect our pleasure boaters and protect, you know, our community.
And the lobster.
And, well, Richard, he never speaks up in the lobstermen. Of course, the lobstermen. I mean, that is the goal. So, do we want to attempt that two-tiered approach?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Richard?
Yeah. Yes. I think
yes.
Okay.
Limits the number of passengers.
Okay. Yeah. So, our goal moving forward is that we are going to start having discussions about limiting the number of passengers that come into the Rockland
public landing.
By the year,
to public
we'll
landing.
Come up with some daily number, like 400 or 300. Yeah. So
okay.
If a 2,500 passenger ship comes, that's going to take up a whole week or so.
Just remember, we have six schooners in town.
That's right.
And we've got another couple small boats, the boutique boats. We could potentially have 400 local passengers. Especially in the summer.
Well, we're just talking going over the city pier. We can't limit the number of passengers that come in the harbor.
That's what Bar Harbor's doing. Bar Harbor limits the number of passengers that come into town, the harbor.
But on a whole, even if it's a schooner.
Well, total, yeah. And private includes private docks.
And it includes private ships,
so it does include private docks.
Yeah. There is no city dock for Bar. And what Bar Harbor is now talking about is building one for cruise ships, which would be a nightmare. But right now the city doesn't have a dock for cruise tenders coming in. They're using private docks, but the city's still able to have an ordinance saying only so many people can come in.
And the one where the cat used to be, was Bar Harbor trying to make that a city
They're trying to build a cruise ship pier for that.
Okay. So for tonight's purposes, how do we want to define passengers? Do we want to follow Bar Harbor and say all passengers that are coming over the public landing?
And remember, Bar Harbor doesn't use their public landing.
Well,
the only way that Bar Harbor seemed to say they had control was doing a daily passenger count and having the federal anchorage. That they had to use the federal anchorage.
Well, none of the schooners come in over the public. They go into,
But you're talking about the total harbor passenger count. That's what Bar Harbor does.
How do they do that?
That's way too complicated. If somebody comes in from Vinalhaven for the day, you're going to click one person on your... No, that's...
Matt, are you going to do that?
Oh, yeah. It's priority number one.
Mormon's Cove has its own...
We're specifically looking at cruise ships. Do we have concern over other boats other than cruise
but
ships?
But my point is you just put the odd number high enough that all those small boats just kind of fit in. Because there's like a muddy area. So if Bar Harbor's daily count, if it's 3,500, it can go up to 36 or 37, and it still gets through. It, over that, the ship has to get special permission.
And something to think about in the future, if someone does open up a facility where they can tender in.
Yeah.
You know, then you're back
then
to square one.
Then they could work on, you know, parking issues and where the buses can stay and stuff. I mean, somebody can't just start tendering and have South Main Street packed up their buses,
well,
you know.
In the harbor planning.
That would be the other way to control that.
We're supposed to build a cruise ship here on Mechanic Street.
Yeah, that's all. And the other thing for that is, so there's a couple of reasons why the harbor management plan is being rewritten. Mm-hmm. Is one, it's dated 1995. Mm-hmm. The second is they want to include COMPS recommendations. Mm-hmm. COMPS has just finished their own kind of improvement on that, and it does address the cruise industry. And I can assure you, Mr. Ladley, it is not to build a cruise pier down on Mechanic Street. Though hopeful, I understand. So COMPS is also involved in another discussion. There, it's a little confusing for me, but we'll try to work all of that out. But I think Matthew's correct when he says. We just want to focus on passenger numbers coming off the cruise industry. I understand what Sam's saying.
I'm just saying the way the ordinance has to be written. My understanding is it's inclusive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And but I think what the concern would be that kind of leaves the door open if people want to play with the numbers a little bit. Not that that would ever happen.
Are you talking legally? They went that route?
Yeah.
Because of legal purposes.
Yes.
So that's something.
I'm not exactly sure why Ron Harbert chose to do that, but he's Charlie.
That's something we need to
nail down.
We need to nail down. So there are particulars. I think that as a group, it sounds as if we're. What are you mumbling, Richard?
I don't see how it's really possible. You can limit, what other private businesses are going to do like that.
Okay. Well, what we can do is we can have Matt check out with Bar Harbor why they came up with that particular ordinance and was there a legal, because there's no reason for us to spend money on legal if we don't have to.
Yeah.
We'll let other people pay. They've all done their research.
Done.
There's no reason for the city to throw bad money after bad. So we can have Matt check that out. So we have from now until June. The interesting thing is there are some of us who've been here long enough to understand how the cruise industry has progressed in Rockland. So it sounds as if we're all in agreement that we will focus on between now and June coming up with passenger limits. We won't look at boat size. As far as the federal anchorage, nothing we can do about that today. But we will look at – did you raise your hand, Richard?
Yes, about the federal anchorage.
Yes.
I think that the very minimum we should do is at least ask them to reduce – size that they're looking to make it. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. Okay, at this point, what will happen with the federal anchorage, because I think that is what has happened with all of this is it's all gotten a little bit confused. And if that is a recommendation that the commission wants to make to the Coast Guard, then that is something that we will set aside in the very near future and discuss. But for tonight, we just want to make sure we get the parameters kind of in place about how we're going to get from A to Z so that when it comes June, we can make recommendations for passenger limits. But the federal anchorage is right there. But we need to make sure that when we're doing this, that we stay as focused as we can to get the job done. And once we get that job done, then we move to write a moratorium that's kind of a backup. That would be ready, and I think that also makes sense. And we can separate out the discussion on the federal anchorage because that is not a bad idea to make it a little smaller.
And move it.
And move it.
But that's a different discussion.
That's a different discussion.
So are we going to set up a separate committee to talk about writing the cruise ship proposal?
No. What? Okay, this is again where the confusion has come in. What is going to happen is, give me that plan you've got from 1995. The mayor has recommended to rewrite this plan since it's old and dated. COMPS, REDAC, HMC will all be involved in this, which is a completely different process. Will the cruise industry end up in these pages? Absolutely. Yeah. But for the purpose of what we are being charged with, we are being asked by council, the HMC, to come up with basically reason and recommendations and regulation around the cruise industry.
By June.
It will end up in this. It gets very confusing. Okay. So I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. It will end up in here, those recommendations.